You're listening to K-Hum, and right now I'm sitting here with David, Blaze, and Ross, all of Flynn Creek Circus, who is doing several shows Thursday through Sunday, right on over here in Newburgh Park. Just a little bit of ways where the ice skating rink was actually over the winter. Blaze and David, you guys both started up the Flynn Creek Circus. You want to talk about how that came to be?
Well, I was not one of the founding members of the Flynn Creek Circus. That was Blaze Burge and her then partner, Nick Schwartz. I
Sorry about that.
was training in the UK with a Romanian circus family at that time. Blaze, maybe you'd like to speak about.
Well, sure. So, I mean, he's saying he's not a founding member, but really he is. I started the show. I was a trained by a fifth generation Romanian circus family, and I came back to California and I wanted to do more circus, and I lived in Mendocino County, way out in the woods in Compshi. Although some would claim Navarro, but that's another story. Yeah, and I was looking for students, and I was bartending at the time, trying to figure out how to build this circus thing. David came into the bar, totally drunk, and he decided he wanted to learn. I w did not take him very seriously, but he actually showed up and started learning trapeze, and we sort of built kind of a coalition of performers really slowly. And that was back in like 2002, before we had a tent. So that started, we did some shows locally, then David and I became involved. We went and toured around the world. We've been everywhere. And then we came back here and finally got a tent. And that's been the last, f f this is year number three of having an actual tent and touring with our tent.
I like it. It's pretty. It pays homage to like the old school way, which is
Yeah,
awesome.
it's definitely old school. For sure.
Does it take you a long time to set it up?
Usually not. It's a little slow this time. Everyone's a little tired and moving slowly, but.
Well, you have a good run of dates going on right now. Yeah.
It also took us longer to travel yesterday, so like. It was like, what, 4 or 5 hours. Like, oftentimes we can get the tent set up, at least the king poles our first day, and then the rest goes up. We've got it down to 2 days. The first in Ukiah was like 3 or 4 days, right?
Yeah, the whole crew, everybody on the crew is an artist in the show. I mean, we have two people who aren't performers in some respect, and everyone else is actually a performer, and they're just thrown in the deep end, like learning how to swing a sledgehammer. So they get worked pretty hard, but it's fun and really rewarding. Yeah.
Had you ever swung a sledgehammer before you
I
came here?
had, yeah,
Oh.
with Bella,
Oh,
but
right.
like not this many, you know.
That was just Ross that you heard speaking right there. Ross, how did you get involved with the circus?
With this circus, well, I saw the Flynn Creek Circus last year and thought it was really cool, and so I was then well, then I was doing a show of mine, and I contacted you guys about doing a photo shoot in the tent because I wanted this like the old vintage feel in the photos. And they said yes, and so I did that. And then I was doing a show in the Bay Area with Kinetic Arts called Salvage. And I was like, saw it as a perfect opportunity to get these guys to come see some of my work. And so luckily they were able to come. And then we started talking about me possibly doing this summer. So.
That's awesome. I'm glad that that all worked out.
Yeah.
And you also went to Del Arte too.
Yes. Yeah, I went in 2009, and then from there, had was I was either gonna stay for the MFA or my other option was to move to San Francisco and start training more in. More rigorously circus, and so I decided to do that, and at the Circus Center in San Francisco, and then that's where I've been since then.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Del Arte just had some of the instructors down there come up to teach.
Yeah.
For the clown. Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, Griffiths. Dan Griffiths.
Yeah. Came up to do that, which is cool. Yeah. What attracted you all to doing circus arts?
Well, I wanted something that I could do physically that was creative, but wasn't so creative that it was dance or physical theater.
You didn't want to be a dancer?
I wanted something with some edge.
Keep your masculine edge.
Yeah. I wanted something with grit but creativity. I went down martial arts and I thought it was maybe too much grit and not enough creativity. So I was looking for that fine line and I found it in circus.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I was actually doing performance art installation. And I was doing like gallery installation work, and I found a show in England where I could go and apprentice and learn how to do the tent. I actually originally got into it learning how to do the rigging and build the tent as a tent master. And I just got sucked into it, basically. So I went to England and I learned under these crazy Romanians. They were so tough. But yeah, I found it to be extremely humbling and inspiring, and that's what really kept me wanting to do it.
Why do you say humbling?
Because you just can't have an ego when you're constantly humiliated on stage, particularly when what you're doing on stage is considerably dangerous, life-threatening. So you just, you're constantly challenging yourself, and you can't have an ego when you're going out there to be possibly risking your life for something that's just silly and fun. And I thought that was a really nice place to continue to grow.
And you do a lot of the acrobatics?
My main act is trapeze, although we also do knife throwing. I wouldn't call it our main act, but yeah, trapeze is the main thing we do. We do aerial work, mostly.
I started as a theater actor from when I was a child, and then I come from a physical theater background, so I was living in Chicago and there was a lot of really cool circus theater happening, and so I started taking aerial classes there initially, and then found out I was clowning classes as well with a company called 500 Clown, and one of them had gone to Del Arte, and so I went there for a year and then continued on to Circus Center. But similarly to what Blaze was talking about, I think what draws me is the risk inherent in the in acrobatics and circus and circus life generally. One of my interests in performance is how to get the audience on the edge of their seat, sitting forward, really engaged in what's going on. And so for me, that translates into risk and interacting with them and pulling them into the world of what is happening on the stage.
So is there a lot of audience participation?
There is some.
Awesome. Well, that's cool.
That was one of the things when we, because, you know, we go through a casting process as we're picking our artists for the show. And that was pretty much why we chose Russ. We had several, because Russ's circus specialty is Chinese pole, which is just a very athletic and a little bit risky, you know, acrobatic act. And we had a list of submissions for that, but the reason we chose Russ is we really wanted to engage the audience, and that's what he's really expert at. So that was the main catalyst.
And that's awesome. And you also have some guest performers too on this?
Yeah, well, everybody's a guest performer. we do a completely new show every year, and we cast the show with completely new artists every year. I mean, there will be probably some times where there'll be some crossover, of course, myself and my husband. But yeah, everybody here is a guest artist.
Speaking in the press release, you mentioned that Terry Crane is going to be here, and then also the Bogino family, who are a family from Italy, and they're jugglers.
That's right. Yeah, we have literally, and this isn't just a boasting, but literally the world's best foot juggler in our show.
Nice.
It sounds like a boasting, but it's actually for real true.
I mean, debatable. Of course. I mean, it's a matter of taste. And
it's a matter of choice, yeah, but quite accomplished. From a technical perspective, there's nobody out there doing what she does. And that's one of the Boginos. And her brother is also a juggler, but he does hand juggling. And then Terry Crane, a lot of people who do aerial will know him. He's pretty well known for aerial rope.
Sweet. Well, it's pretty cool that you have that and always change it up. Now, it was really funny. I just saw this morning, the first episode of a miniseries that you guys put together.
Yeah. So we've made a couple videos so far. One of them was a music video that David spearheaded, and it's really fun. And then that really inspired me to make something, and I went way over budget and way over the time frame. So it's getting, I'm editing it as I can and just getting it out piece by piece. But it's been fun to create kind of a backstory of all of the characters and all the artists here, and give a slice of a kind of a behind the scenes slice of life through using social media and videos.
Oh, cool. Then I see where you're going with it then. The first episode's pretty cool. There's a character that loses his cat or something like that, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. 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 You can see it on YouTube. Or
yeah, and you also have links on your Facebook page as well. Yeah, so if people can head on over there and just check out the Flynn Creek Circus on Facebook, you can get a little taste and get excited for the show coming up this weekend. And it's $12 for children, $17 for seniors and students, and $25 for adults. Runs Thursday and Friday at 7, and then Saturday 4 and at 7, and Sunday 1 and at 4. Yeah, and flynncreekcircus.com for more information. Yay.